Okay, 那么这道题呢，我们说some universities plan to replace paper books and magazines with electronic books. Do you agree or disagree? 他说有些大学呢打算要把自己的所有的纸质书都要变成电子版教材，然后呢你是否同意这样的一个方式？那么当然很多的同学可能在遇到这种纸质书和电子书的这种类型话题的选择的时候，往往可能会下意识的选择纸质书，他觉得纸质书更好。因为有一道比较经典的题，他问我们说 Agree or disagree that in the future paper books will be finally replaced by electronic books。 很多同学下意识的就说不同意，为什么？因为纸质书的阅读感体验更好，感觉更好，然后呢而且呢方便记笔记等等，对眼睛好之类的。但是我觉得随着时间的推移和发展，这种这个方便记笔记也好啊，或者说对眼睛的这个适应程度也好啊，我觉得其实电子书应该都会解决这样的一些问题啊，既方便记笔记，而且呢方便上传，方便去分享，而且呢现在你像 Kindle 其实就做出了一个比较比较先进的，或者说比较不错的，应该是对眼睛比较好的这样一种功能，就是电子书，你看电子书的时候和看纸质书基本上是没有什么太大的区别。而且呢很多时候在昏暗的灯光下，它还可能会随着环境的这个灯光光线的变化而来调整这样一个屏幕的亮度反而其实可能对你的眼睛会更好一些。 Anyways, 就是对于这种类型的话题，我建议大家去选择 electronic books。 为什么？首先第一点，你们要知道啊，对于很多的西方国家来讲，我们中国因为盗版比较多，所以这种问题可能还不是非常的明显，但是对于西方国家，美国这个日本啊英国呀等等，澳大利亚，他们很多的学校其实就已经把纸质版的教材变成了电子版的这个教材，而且呢可能在入学的时候呢给每一个学生发一部 iPad, 然后呢毕业的时候可以交还给学校。那么这样的话，其实第一个非常大的控制的成本，第二个呢其实更环保一些，因为你们要知道每年为了去制造这么多的教科书和书本，其实很大的消耗了我们的自然环境中间的木材，对不对？ Because we have to cut down like millions or billions of trees every yearin order to create paper books or in order to make paper books. So it can be very devastating for the environment, 对不对？ Or it can be a very huge burden for the environment. 我们对于我们的这个环境来讲是一种非常巨大的负担。那么其次呢，就是我刚才说过的盗版的问题，就是在西方国家它的教科书的价钱非常非常的昂贵， usually $60 to $100 for each textbook.On average, 平均来讲可能$60 to $100一本书，非常非常昂贵的这样一种价钱。而且呢事实上很多的这个书，可能如果说你们了解的话呢，可以问一问在美国上初中或高中甚至大学的这个同学，你会发现上大学的话可能还好，你们在做这个 group project 的时候都是去租，然后或者说去借，但是如果说你需要去买的话，你会发现一本书动辄$100, $200, $300, $400，那这样的话其实就是一个 very huge burden for students who don't come from very wealthy families, 对不对？那么我们在这个地方只要跟钱扯上关系的话，就可以用十个口语素材中间的 unit 2。 But for me, I don't have much money, since all my money comes from my parents, so I would rather use the money saved by not buying those paper books to buy more electronic versions of books on myElectronic devices to enrich my knowledge and broaden my horizon to improve my academic performance on my final exam, 对不对？这样的话，第一个钱的段子可以用上。那么这样的话呢，你可以试着来答一下。Well, personally speaking, I definitely agree that universities should replace all the paper books and magazines with electronic books because, first of all, it can be a very good way for students to save money. You know, usually students have to pay like $60 to $100 on average.For each textbook, which can be a very huge burden for students who don't come from a very wealthy family. And just take me as an example. For me, I don't have much money. All my money comes from my parents. So I would rather use the money saved by not buying those paper books to buy more electronic versions of books on my electronic devices like iPad or Kindle to, you know, broaden my horizon, to enrich my knowledge, and try to get a better academic performance on my final exam.And secondly, I think replacing all the paper books with electronic versions of books can be a very effective way for us to save our planet. Since every year we have to cut down like millions or billions of trees to create paper books, which can be a very huge burden to our environment. So I believe replacing those paper books with electronic versions can be a very efficient and effective way for us to save the world or save the environment. 结束就可以了。